And now let's get some news from the capital that the president temporarily left behind. An American general here says his forces have 4 to 6 months to get Iraq right. General John Abizade is in charge of U.S. forces across the Middle East, and he acknowledged the U.S. has limited time before Iraq's violence is impossible to control. General Abizade was speaking with a committee of senators, and that panel included Democrats who want to begin a withdrawal of U.S. troops, which Abizade warns would only increase the violence. NPR's Guy Raz has covered Iraq in the past and has been listening to the testimony. What struck you, Guy?
You know, Steve, what really struck me is how General Abizade and then the CIA Director Hayden and the Defense Intelligence Agency Chief Michael Maples were really, for lack of a better term, raked over the coals by members of this panel. You know, with Don Rumsfeld, the Secretary of Defense, on his way out, you essentially have a situation where John Abizade is becoming the public face of the Iraq strategy. And I think, much to his dismay, also the kind of a whipping boy for members of Congress when it comes to the Iraq strategy, particularly for Republicans like John McCain, who are clearly upset over the election outcome.
General, it's not encouraging to us. It's not encouraging to those of us who heard time after time that things are, quote, progressing well, that we're making progress, et cetera, because we're hearing from many other sources that that's not the case.
McCain didn't disguise his post-election fury, a sentiment that seemed to hover over the Republicans on the committee. But the election, for very different reasons, clearly emboldened the committee's Democrats, in particular Michigan Democrat Carl Levin. He takes over the Armed Services Committee as chairman in a month. Levin peered down his reading glasses, perched at the end of his nose, stern and confident, and asked Abizade about a recent article in the New York Times in which one Iraqi army unit was basically described as a freelance sectarian death squad.
Are you familiar with that specific report?
I'm familiar with the article that appeared in the New York Times.
Is that accurate?
It's not completely accurate,
no. Is it essentially accurate?
They're certainly concerned that in some units there is infiltration by sectarian groups.
Did the events that were described there occur?
Did the events described in
the
article
event that
occur?
Was described there in that article occur?
I can't really say that the article is exactly accurate.
After about an hour of this, Abizade's reward was to be freed for another round in front of House members. The Senate Armed Services Committee carried on with the top intelligence officials, CIA Director Michael Hayden and Defense Intelligence Head Michael Maples. CIA Chief Hayden might have been flipping through a thesaurus when describing the situation in Iraq. There's al-Qaeda's brand of
satanic terror.
The streets of Baghdad are
absolutely frightening.
And the government in Iraq, in a word, is in
chaos.
Al-Qaeda is more diffuse, he said, and using a sports analogy, Hayden told the senators, the Al-Qaeda bench is deep. Defense Intelligence Chief Michael Maples tried to put on a brave face, but it wasn't easy, especially under questioning from Senator Levin.
What is your current assessment of the course that we're on? Are we on a course of success currently in Iraq?
A very difficult question because it's a very complex issue. And there are many variables that will determine our success or failure, I think, in Iraq.
That's the Defense Intelligence Chief Michael Maples, one of several top officials questioned before the Senate yesterday. And Guy Raz, were you surprised that the senators pushed them so hard?
You know, I was, especially if you compare this to previous hearings in front of the Senate panels. If you think about a guy like Abizade, a novelist couldn't come up with a better character. Harvard, Stanford, Arabic speaker, highest ranking Arab American officer in the history of the U.S. military.
Perfect guy, seemingly, to command troops in the Middle East.
No question about it. But he's under increasing pressure now. He is the face of this strategy. With Rumsfeld out, they are expecting Abizade to essentially come up with some kind of strategy that will succeed. And you know, what's interesting is there's almost total unanimity on both sides of the aisle in that Senate panel yesterday that the strategy really isn't working.
Okay, Guy, thanks very much.
Thank you.
That's NPR's Guy Raz.